Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. This is me, Fatime, and I come back with a lipstick. But what's the matter? You see that this voice is shared with you in my interview topic, so it's related to my interview. And to be honest, today I look at the calendar and it's down on me. Holy moly, 1 year has passed since my interview. So it came to my mind to record my own voice to speak about my plan that I had and have for future. So today I look back on the year I spent and I realize I faced with lots of challenge. But you know, after this interview, I continue conversation with my partner for a couple of months later. And after that, I work on English project that it helped me to learn new vocabulary that were very useful in a conversation. And then I decided to finish Power English because I hate cut corners. So I faced with some problems for finishing Power English, but you know, I think those were just excuse because I was not serious for finishing this course. So I decided to finish that and I done it. And after that, I started Real English course. Real English course is very important for me because I like it. I can learn lots of idioms. I write them down and I review them, not all day by day, no. This is part of my routine. And after that, you know, in these days, I listen to podcasts more than before, because I'm trying to work on my listening skill, because listening is very important for casual conversation. So about the challenge that I faced with them. To be honest, when I started English learning, I hate English because I don't like that. I just learn it in school and for exam or something. But when I started it again, I decided to study for PhD, not for exam, because I hated all exam. I like to, for example, be a good student in university for research or something. But when I decided to stop reading for PhD, all the plan that I had fell through. So it wasn't good for me because I faced with empty space in front of my eyes and I didn't know what should I do next with my life. So I searched a lot for find a meaning for whole of my life, not just in English, because English was part of my life, not whole of that. So I read some books and I listened to some podcasts that were very useful for me too. And I realized we have to have a why in any aspect of our life. It doesn't matter, is it English or not. It doesn't matter it's related to your major, to your career, or anything else. If you have a why for your life, you can make some deadline in your life. And then you start trying hard to reaching to that point, to your purpose or something. So I don't want to say that I find the why of whole of my life, but for English, yes, I can find something. It is like a spark, a light, but I can sense it, that something going around me, I like it. So when I find this, I try to make my best effort to reach to that point. A couple of months ago, I felt depressed, I felt devastated, and so I decided to start my life from scratch. You know that it is off to a rough start. Starting from zero in your life, in this age, it is hard and difficult, but anyway, I know that it is unusual, but for me, starting from zero is lovely thing because by doing this, I can see my talent more and I can try hard. I can sense that I'm still alive. I don't like routine. I don't like to just go to work and come back home and doing some stuff and that's it. No. Starting in this level, it's hard, difficult, but anyway, I like it because I can know myself better than before. I use my experiences to make my new life better than past. My friend says that I'm a real go-getter. I want to show it to myself again. When you start in this level in your life, you can see that the only person that can help you is yourself. And I knew that before, but I want to try it one more time. So, about language learning, if you want to learn English, clear your purpose in your life. I want to learn English. Okay, it's good. But for what? Do you have time for doing that? How much time do you have? English is part of my routine in my life. All day I do this something. I learn something more. So after you find a why for your life, try hard to do something that you want. And remember, time really flies. Take advantage of this. And remember that someone who hesitates is a loser. In your life, you will face with several challenges. Remember that life is full of ups and downs. When you are at the top of your life, it is hard for you because you have to try to be better than your yesterday, than your past. And when you are in down level of your life, you have to know yourself better, use your experiences, and then push yourself toward your goal. It is hard, I know that, because I faced with that in several times in my life. But when you pass that, you can prove to yourself, never give up, and always have persevere in what you do. It's very important. Okay, I don't want to speak more, because if I want to speak, it will be a long-winded lecture. So thank you so much for listening to me. Have a great time. Keep going and goodbye.